This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. Small businesses have struggled to keep going through shelter-in-place orders, and as states reopen, it's not always clear how to keep employees and customers safe. Nearly 3 months into this crisis, many of you have told us you are trying to figure out how to keep your own business's doors open. Joining us to answer your questions about small businesses, we have NPR political and economics reporter Danielle Kurtzleben. Good to have you back, Danielle.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Ari.
And we also have two small business owners joining us on the line tonight. First, I want to introduce Tony Davis. He owns Million Year Picnic, a comic shop in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm told it's the oldest comic shop in New England. Is that right, Tony?
Yeah, sorry. We're actually one of the three or four oldest in the country at this point.
Incredible. Well, what has a typical day at work been like for you during this pandemic?
You know, we had already started transitioning to doing more curbside service even before the shutdown of non-essential businesses. And essentially the rules in the state of Massachusetts have only allowed me as the owner for almost 2 months to be on the premises of the store, to be inside the store for the purposes of doing e-commerce. So I have two employees, one in his late 60s, one in his mid to late 70s, who automatically, they just should not have been out and went into sheltering in place.
Right, they're high risk, sure.
So of a five-person operation, really, I've been the only person making and receiving orders, doing deliveries. We went to doing free home deliveries and also packing and shipping stuff for mail order.
Wow, and have you been... I was just going to ask if you've been able to access local or federal funds to help you keep the I don't know, tires rolling.
We have applications out there for funding. I'm going to learn about some applications I've put in about mid-June. But basically, we've been trying to get by making a fraction of what we normally make. A five-person operation has been basically reduced to one person in the shop, and my right-hand woman, Kelly, giving me some support in terms of social media and computer work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot. I want to bring in another small business owner. Mary Domito is the owner of Mattress Mary with three stores in New Mexico and Colorado. Mary, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Ari. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
During this crisis, did you ever wonder whether you would be able to keep your business afloat?
Oh, absolutely. I have run the gamut. I would say 5 to 6 weeks ago, I was on the phone with a bankruptcy attorney, exploring all our options. But here we are, 5, 6 weeks later, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel that I see. So I'm happy to be able to say that.
What is that light at the end of the tunnel? What does it look like?
Well, it's sort of been in phases, Ari. It started with receiving our PPP loan.
That's the Payment Protection Program, right?
Yes, the Payroll Protection Program for our 12 employees, and that's made a difference. So May 1st, they all came back to work. We were closed from March 16th until May 16th, so 8 weeks we were closed, and for a couple of weeks had them employees on payroll and took advantage of that time, even though we weren't open yet, to take care of housekeeping, company housekeeping issues that normally we just run out of time to take care of. So I saw that as an opportunity. And a couple of weeks ago, my SBA EIDL loan, disaster loan, came in, and that has been huge.
That's great. I want to bring in our in-house expert, Danielle Kurtzleben, and ask Danielle, do these two stories that we're hearing fit in with what you've heard from other small businesses about their ability to access government support and other resources?
Yeah, I mean, you have a variety of small business loans, or of small businesses out there, and what sorts of programs they decide or don't decide to take. I'm not sure if Tony Davis there decided to apply for PPP. You do have a bunch of businesses that just decide that some of these programs aren't for them. Now, just at the very start of the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program, again, the one that a lot of our listeners have heard about, when it first opened in early April, yeah, it was hard for a lot of small businesses to get that money. There was a mad rush. Some people just didn't even get applications in. Now we have a second pot of money. It has calmed down. And I've heard from some businesses who have said, you know, I've still had a bit of trouble. I'm waiting for the money. There are people like Mary here who have gotten the money and it's been a success for them. And you have some other businesses that say, listen, the program is not clear enough. I don't feel comfortable taking this money. It won't work for me. So it's a program that has been successful for some, not for others.
I'm curious what the future looks like for each of you. Mary D'Amato, you said that there seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel. Tony Davis, for you, what do you think the future holds?
Well, we've been doing a lot of creative things. One of my customers is actually teaching an online comics creating course that for 8 to 14-year-olds. We did that successfully in March and April and May. We're going to continue to do that through the summer since parents won't have camps available to them in a lot of places. Doing more and more online business, but at the same time trying to figure out how to safely do curbside again, how to safely at some point bring customers back into the store. But I still feel like there isn't enough testing. And we don't really want to see a huge resurgence. I don't want to put my customers, and I certainly don't want to put my staff in jeopardy.
Sure. And Mary, do you think your business is going to look different 6 months from now than it did before this all began?
Well, in some way, absolutely. To Tony's point, we've reopened my stores, of which there are three, average between 8 and 10,000 square feet, and we're only allowing two couples in the store at a time. After the second couple comes in, we lock the door. We have signs on the door advising them to sit in front of the store until it opens up again. So this ensures that our staff can give really good service and that it's safe as can be. And of course, we're all wearing masks and keeping a physical distance as well. And traffic's been good. We've been open a week now, and we are seeing customers, and we are writing business. And so I'm feeling extremely optimistic, although, you know, this 2 months has been a real reality check for me in terms of making sure that we can handle anything. I'm anticipating slower business. So
well, I'm glad that you're both feeling optimistic and that you're both seeing a hopeful future. Mary D'Amato, owner of Mattress Mary's in New Mexico and Colorado. Tony Davis, owner of the comic shop Million Year Picnic in Massachusetts. Thank you both for sharing your stories and experiences with us, and good luck.
Thank you so much, Ari.
Thank you, Ari.
And Danielle Kurtzleben, before we have to take a short break, I'm just curious in what you heard from both of them, kind of light at the end of the tunnel, if it sounds like what you're hearing from other small businesses across the country right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing a lot of things from them that other business owners will tell you, which is they're being creative with how they are getting money in the door, with what they're doing with what little sometimes money they're getting in the door. And also, yeah, when in some of the cases with these loans, sometimes they have to bring people back to work, but don't necessarily have things for them to do. So they find things, repainting, training, that sort of thing. So yeah, a lot of similarities there.
All right, we're going to take a short break. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben, stay with us. If you have questions, go to npr.org/nationalconversation, or you can ask them on Twitter with the hashtag NPRConversation. We'll be back in a moment. Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.